So you want something, you want to achieve something, you want to get something, you want to experience something. And a great expression for that is you're a wantrepreneur. You want it. However, wanting it means you haven't done it yet. So how do we change something from I want to do that to I've done it? And then I now am going to go and do something else because I've achieved something and I feel good about myself and I can move forward. So wanting versus doing. Lots of people have great ideas. Lots of people set goals. They tell you that they want to achieve things. And some people even start to do stuff, but they never get it done. They never get it. They never achieve it. It becomes just a wish, a dream, but never an achieved goal. And if you ever wondered why that happens to some people, there's a much smaller number of people who you watch them and they get an idea and they may or may not share that idea with you. They action the plan that they've put together to make sure that that idea becomes real. They achieve the goal. They achieve the thought, the idea. They invent it. They create it. They develop it. They do it. And then they move on and they do something else. And it seems that those people have much stronger self-esteem. They feel better about themselves. They like who they are. They're proud of who they are because when they say they're going to do something, they actually do it. So the question, of course, is, am I a thinker or a doer? And a great question I ask myself every day, you had this great idea, Roey. What have you done about it? What are you doing about it? Will you achieve it? When will you achieve it? How will you get it done? And some of the questions that I always ask myself about, okay, you want to do this. Well, why? Why is it important to you? And that's probably the most important question. Why do you want to do it? And the answer will often come in this form. So how will it make my life better? How will it add value to my life? How will it add value to other people in my life who are important to me? And if I do this, will I feel proud of who I am? And that's a great series of questions to ask about anything that you're going to do, whether it's a little thing or a big thing. Will it add value to my life? Will it make me proud of who I am? Then there's a really interesting reverse set of questions. If I don't do it, how will I feel? What will happen to my self-esteem and my self-belief if I don't do it? What will happen to my own self-respect? What will happen to my future? What example will I be setting for myself for future decisions that I make? Am I getting into an upward spiral of I achieve it, move on, achieve and move on, go higher and higher versus I didn't achieve it, I feel bad, and the next time I don't have a go and I go into a downward spiral? And then what will happen if I don't do this? What will happen to my reputation as a person of integrity, whether it's my reputation to myself or to other people? Because you often hear people say, I'm going to do something. They don't do it. And then, of course, it gives you a reputation of lacking in integrity. Oh, that's the girl who says she's going to do stuff and she never does it. Or that's the girl that starts stuff and never finishes it. So there's some really great questions to ask there. And for your own self-respect, your own self-esteem, your own integrity, when you decide you're going to do something and you decide it's important, it's going to add value to your life, it's going to add value to the other people in your life. So, of course, as the founder of the Max Fitness Business College, it's something that I observe with interest, and it used to upset me because people would say to me, I want to get out of my lousy, stinking, rotten job. I hate my job. I hate my boss. I don't like what I'm doing, or it's not paying me enough money, or I really want to be a fitness professional because I want to help my family lose weight. I want to help my people to lose weight. I want to help elite athletes to train better, kick further, jump higher. I want to help my community to be healthier. I want to help get rid of coronary heart disease and type 2 diabetes. I just want to do something with my life that adds value. And I hear that on a day-to-day basis. Literally every single day somebody will say that to me. I really want to make a change in the current career path that I've got because I don't like my job, and or I may like my job, but it's not adding massive value to the world. I want to do something with my life that adds massive value to the world. So when you ask those questions, is it important to you? Of course, they're going to say yes. And they do every day. Yes, this is really important to me to get out of a job that I hate or stop doing something that's not adding massive value to my life and to start doing something that will add value to my life. Will it add value to the other people in my life? And of course, And I'll use a beautiful example. Just recently, a young man, one of my students, said to me, I'm in a lousy, stinking, rotten job and I hate my job, but I've just had a baby. And I don't want my son to grow up seeing his father doing something that he hates to do, because that will set a really poor example for my son. So when my son can see that I'm doing what I'm passionate about, he's more likely to then follow a career path that he's passionate about, because I want to set the example for my child. So what a great driving force. I want to be an example for the people in my life. Of self-respect, integrity. I'm the person who says something and I go and do it. I do the things that are important to me, rather than I stay in a lousy, stinking, rotten job and I don't like it and I whine about it and complain about it. So what happens after that? And I think that's that the simple answer is either lazy or lack of discipline, or maybe it's fear. Maybe it's fear of being really happy, because I'm sure we're not scared of failing, and we're not scared of being unhappy, because most people on a day-to-day basis are doing things that they don't want to do. They're living a life that they don't want to live. They're doing a job that they don't really love, and they would really like their life to be better. So they know what the downside is, but they seem to be really scared of the upside. And maybe that's because when you are successful and when you're happy and when you're doing what you love to do, they're of course, there's going to be people that pull you down. There's going to be people that are nasty to you, that criticize you, that tell you that you can't do it. And how many times has that happened with my students, where they really want to have a career in the fitness profession, but somebody in their family says, you can't do it. There's not enough money. There's too many personal trainers. There's too many gyms. It won't work for you. And of course, that's not true, because there are literally hundreds and thousands of health clubs in the world and personal trainers and fitness professionals and people who are really successful in the fitness profession. So that information that they have received is not true, but they've taken it on board because perhaps they're scared of, and I don't know what that is. So if you go back to wanting something versus actually doing it, having it, achieving it, maybe it's the upside questions have to become far more powerful than the downside, or reverse. So I'll ask those questions again. Why is this important to you? Why do you want to help people to lose weight? Why do you want to help your culture, your people, to get into great shape and be healthy? Why do you want to set the example for your family? Will it make your life better if you're not going to a lousy, stinking, rotten job every day that you don't like, or you're earning the amount of money that you really need to earn to support your family and your lifestyle in the way that's going to make you more happy, more comfortable, more secure? Will it make your life better? Will it add value to the people in your life because you're a happier person, more self-confident, you've got better self-esteem and self-respect? Will you enjoy your life on a day-to-day basis? And if you do it, how will you feel about yourself? Versus maybe this is the reason or the motivation for you. How will I feel if I don't do it? I'll feel lousy. I'll feel like a loser. I'll feel like I've let myself down. I'll feel like I'm undisciplined. I'll feel like I'm lazy. My self-esteem and my self-belief will go down because I said I was going to do something and I didn't do it. What will then happen to my self-respect? How can I respect myself if I stay in a job that I don't like, doing something that I don't like to do, that isn't adding massive value to my life, that doesn't sit in with my core values? How can I now respect myself if I stay in that situation in my life? And then how am I setting myself up for the future? Whether it's tomorrow or a week or 1 month or 10 years or 50 years, every single day is a day of 24 hours to be lived. And we don't know how many of those 24 we've got, but if we're doing something that we aren't passionate about, that we aren't excited about, that isn't adding massive value to the world, then how will that make us feel going into the future? And is there a downward spiral challenge there, that if day after day after day after day you keep doing what you know you don't need to do, if you really want to have a career in sport, in fashion, in the movies, in music, and certainly in the fitness profession, of course you can, but you have to decide that that's what you're going to do. And ultimately, what will happen to your own reputation, to yourself? How will you feel about yourself when you have to talk in, yes, I wanted to do that, I could have, should have, would have, but I didn't? How will that make you feel in the future about yourself? So the difference between wanting something, a entrepreneur, and doing it, a entrepreneur, or the person who creates something that's never been done before and goes and does it anyway, those people are amazing. And maybe it's because they ask themselves different questions. Maybe they ask themselves the question, how will I feel if I do it, versus how will I feel if I don't? What will happen to my self-esteem if I go out and create that, achieve that, develop it, invent it, versus I don't do that because I come up with an excuse. And that's probably the scariest thing of all, letting somebody else steal your dream because they give you an excuse to not do it. They tell you you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, you don't have enough intelligence, you don't have enough money, you don't have enough experience, you don't have a good enough education, so you don't go and do it. You believe other people's excuses for you. So how do you turn yourself from a wantrepreneur to an intrapreneur? Entrepreneur, I've done it. I've achieved it and I feel good about myself. Maybe it's just that simple step. Just go and do it. And for most people, even if they've got an idea and they get started, they stop because a hassle comes up, a challenge comes up, somebody tells them they can't do it. It all becomes a little bit hard or complicated or difficult. And maybe the thing to consider there is not what's difficult at the moment, but how tough it's going to be when you have to look at yourself in the mirror every day, knowing that you could have, should have, would have, but you didn't, because you didn't handle the pressure, or you didn't cope with the hassle, or somebody told you you couldn't do it and you believed them, or you were just plain lazy or undisciplined and that's why you didn't do it. So become a doer rather than just a thinker. Rather than I just want something, want it, plan for it, go and do it and then achieve it. And that's the beautiful thing. Once you've achieved it, how do you feel about yourself? Once you graduate as a Max Health Exercise and Lifestyle Professional and now you're helping people every day to be healthy, fit and strong, imagine how that's going to feel. And maybe that's the focus. Maybe focus on how good it's going to feel after you've done it and how bad you're going to feel if you don't do it. And that's a personal thing, a personal question to ask in both situations. How will I feel if I do, and how will I feel if I don't?